Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, for this week's industry review, we're looking forward to the year in travel. I'm delighted to be joined by three industry leaders to talk about this fascinating industry. Claire Doherty, she's the Product and Operations Director at the Travel Department. You're very welcome, Claire.
Thank you.
As is Peter Cullen, the Chief Operations Officer at the Click and Go. Peter, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
And Martin Skelly, he's been with us many times, Director at Navan Travel, also joins us. Now, we might start with you, Martin, if we may. Give us a kind of an overview of the industry, if you would. This is a busy time for travel agents. We're in January 2026. Without dwelling too long on 2025, what sort of year was that?
It was buoyant. It was really good. We noticed lots of changes and development in the business. And as you say, you know, roll around January and our sights are focused very firmly on what's going to happen in the months ahead. We've seen a kind of development and a maturity of the holiday market from Ireland. We've seen a swing in trends a little bit. We've noticed the developments in the business. They're not entirely unexpected, but they're really interesting. I suppose a classic case in point is solo travellers.
Okay.
Solo travellers now travel extensively. It's been a huge growth area. Travel extensively as part of groups, on group trips, on hiking trips, whether it's walks, on tours, etc. We've seen a big swing for solo travellers to want to get out and to join other people, like-minded people, on trips. And we've also seen a huge surge in river cruising.
Okay, well, we'll come back to river cruising because I want to ask Claire Doherty about this interest in solo travellers, Claire, because I know that your operation is where you provide guided group holidays is your focus, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. So Travel Department is entirely expertly guided group tours. But like Martin, we've seen a huge increase in people travelling solo, like he says, not necessarily single people. That's not always the case. But people going on their own, but still wanting to be with other people and not have to worry about things themselves. So we have solo specific tours where everybody on it is in the same boat, so to speak, travelling together. But we also have a much higher percentage of people on our regular tours who are travelling on their own with a group.
And does that tend to be anyway age specific? Is it something people do while they're young or old or
no,
something in
not
between?
At all. I mean, I personally, for Travel Department, our average age is kind of, you know, mid-50s upwards. It's not to say we don't get younger people, but it's not a young person thing anymore.
Okay.
At all.
Very interesting. Let's introduce our third guest, Peter Cullen. He's the Chief Operations Officer with Click and Go. Peter, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Now, what about online bookings and online travel interests? How have they been in 2025 and what are we likely to see in 2026?
Well, 2025 has been a very interesting year because you've had a lot of background noise that wouldn't normally be there. For example, the consumer demand was still there, but the demand was with a backdrop of maybe geopolitical influences, especially from the States. There was the financial kind of piece in terms of the cost of living was there as well. So the demand in holidays was there, but instead of the kind of high peaks we used to get, that was flattened out. You'd have more consumers contacting us more often in terms of repricing or asking more questions. So the commitment to actually book flattened out. And instead of the usual peaks that you might get, we kind of have three main travel peaks more consistently now for people travelling in May and September for adults and June for families. So that kind of peak July, August travel has become more clearly not the time when people travel.
Yeah. And as the role of the travel agent changed, Peter, in the sense of, you know, you say there people are coming on, maybe looking for value because of the world politics and the cost of living crisis and that. But, you know, in terms of the advice and the service you provide, that has to change with the consumer demand, does it not?
I think it does. I think from a travel agency point of view, like our focus has always been not just on that single point of getting a booking. It has been looking after the customer from their research piece, helping them understand what they want to go, especially if it's a more complex type of purchase, like for a family or for a cruise, which, you know, is a very buoyant sector for us. But post-booking as well is also a very important piece that a lot of people can forget about in terms of amendments being made to bookings from the consumer themselves making a change or from the airlines making changes to their flight schedule changes. Accommodations can change as well. So it's so important that the accessibility is there once you do make a booking. And I think that's what travel agents offer more so than any other type of holiday company.
And Martin, have travel agencies by their nature become more specialist?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure. But I suppose just going back to something Peter said, the thing about our lifeblood is we answer our phones. Now, we use technology extensively, both in our marketing, in our operations, you know, customer relations. But the key thing really is we answer our phones. People want to talk to us, they can, and that's really important for us.
Yeah.
People talk through their travel plans. And, you know, we've seen a change in trends. Holidays have become more immersive. It's not just about fly and flap, and that's important. People need to relax. But we find increasingly that people want to have a particular experience, an immersive experience. Now, it could be culture, it could be history, it could be food, it could be wine tasting, it could be walking. And they're looking for advice usually on how they can bring two or three more of those type of ingredients together to get a holiday. So that for us, it has been both a challenge and the buzz.
Yeah.
We've been looking at this trend for a while and we've been saying, how is this changing people's booking patterns? And as Peter mentioned, the booking patterns and the peak times have changed. Our peak times for travel now, especially on the Camino, are May and September.
Yeah.
We're already contracting beds for 2027 on the Camino on those dates. So there's loads of things and loads of moving parts, and we see the changes in people's aspirations for holidays. They're very time precious.
And also because of the nature of, I suppose, the way we live now, you know, you're somebody who, I suppose, you separate. There's a lot of noise out there on travel. You could get very bogged down. If I wanted to go and research something like going to America on holidays, for instance, I could get any amount of information, but there's so much information out there that, you know, have you guys become almost distillers of pertinent information?
A really good way of saying we've become the distillers. So when they go on, people have information. They have access to so much information. And very often it's information overload. And we can say, actually, everything you're saying is right. Here's a simple path to both making a booking, getting the best use of your time, and of course, value for money is important too. But it's to be able to break up the separate parts and say, these four things will work together. These flights, these transfers, these sightseeing tours, these nights out, this entertainment, these theatres, these will work together without killing you time-wise when you're away. You'll still be able to relax.
Yeah. Claire, are people becoming more adventurous in terms of what they'll do on a holiday or what they'll maybe risk?
Absolutely.
Than they would have been traditionally.
Yeah, and it's fantastic to see. People really now want to get into the culture of where they're going to. They want to really have experiences. It's not just about going somewhere. It's about experiencing it and feeling it and getting to grips with it. And we see a big increase in people who are willing to go to the slightly not lesser known, but the, you know, less visited places. You know, we have tours to Colombia, South Korea. You know, those places traditionally would not have been somewhere that the average person would go to, but now people are willing to go anywhere.
And when somebody chooses one of those more obscure locations, are they also maybe taking a slight risk that there's more a possibility, I won't say a probability, but a remote possibility of something going wrong?
There's a risk that something could go wrong anywhere. But
yeah,
the upside of booking with an accredited travel agent is that if something goes wrong while you're away, you have somebody who can help. We have people on the ground. You know, you have all the assurances that you need. So that's why they can do it now, is because companies like...
And I think,
like,
well said, because I think that is the absolute pivotal role of a travel agent, that
that's
they're there for you when something might go wrong. Just before we close out, Martin mentioned cruise travel and, you know, people taking cruises. Isn't it amazing how quickly things change? Because we would have said at the arrival of COVID-19 that the cruise industry could have been finished. It certainly appeared that it was all over. And hasn't there been some really incredible bounce back when you think about it, in a few short years, from almost total annihilation to the booming business that it seems to be today?
Absolutely. And I think the great thing about certainly the Irish, I'm not sure if it's worldwide, is that we get over things very quickly and we move on. And the fact that the cruise ships were hitting COVID is neither here nor there anymore. They're now a fantastic way to travel. And as Martin said, river cruises have become massively popular as well, which a couple of years ago were not really a thing here. But people just, they're looking for this great adventure and something to look forward to. We all need something to look forward to. And if that's the guys that it comes in, then great.
Peter, tell me about the importance of January in the overall calendar of the year. It is, maybe it mightn't be a time where people go on holidays, but it's certainly a time where people start thinking about holidays. And am I right in saying that we've got the holiday show on, which is, I think, something you'll probably all be participating in?
Yes.
Does that tend to be a catalyst for people, maybe not buying in January, but at least thinking about where they're going to go in January?
It's very interesting, Bobby. The Irish consumer is very predictable. Once Christmas is over, immediately thoughts start turning to holidays. Pretty much on Stephen's Day, if you look at the traffic to our website, it magically spikes up. It's like Santa has visited and dropped all these people looking for holidays. And it continues building through January and peaking around the Holiday World Show, which is on the 23rd of January and that weekend. And the interest is there because it's the best time of the year to book a holiday. There's no two ways about it. You've got all of the airlines on sale. You have the accommodation providers have their early booking discounts in there. And especially if you're looking for anything slightly more complex or complicated in terms of accommodation, like a family, for example, or a particular cruise itinerary you're looking for, January is the time to go in where you're most likely to get exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah,
and it's
okay.
The time to take a bit of time over it and talk through it and talk to your travel agent and go a bit back and forward a bit to make sure you're getting exactly what you want at the best price you can possibly get. And the demands then, or people thinking about it, pretty consistently halves from January to February, and it's consistent then into March. So these first 3 months of the year, from just our recent travel sentiment survey releasing this weekend, we can see that over half of those surveyed, about 54%, will book between the 1st of January and the end of March. It's very consistent.
So, yeah, they don't have the money in January, but they hope to maybe have a bit back by March comes.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because making it easy for people to book in January without having the money is something that's very important. And that's why, again, in the survey, or this travel sentiment survey we've just released, you can see nearly 75% of people will take advantage of our €1 booking deposit that allows people to take the advantage of the early booking
discount. Yeah, and you don't have to pay.
And then the monthly payments as well, the installment payments, makes it easier for people, you know, over a period of months to pay.
Okay. Martin, can I ask you about, you'll remember the days of the brochure and the holiday brochure being the actual, that all the marketing was in the brochure.
Bible, yeah. Sure.
Now, clearly with the availability of what you can see online, that's obviously taken a... but is there still a role for, I suppose, very formulaic type holidays where, you know, the absolute of what you get and what you don't get, including pictures, is defined?
But I know lots of people like something tactile. They like to hold something in the hand. It's a real coffee table. It's sit down and relax and we'll flick through the pages. And people do that. I suppose, the brochure is nearly like light entertainment now.
So do the holiday companies all still produce them?
Pretty much no. Single sheet flyers, fold over pages, and the fact based. Some of the likes of cruise companies will produce, and tourist boards will produce, images that sell the country or sell particular destinations. The detail is now contained on websites and in flyers and short information.
Yeah.
But kind of the luxury and the dream is in a brochure, it's in a flyer, it's in the tourist board information. And that's when you sit back and relax with your feet up. But the business end of it is very much looking at promotional material, looking at our websites, looking at what we're offering, looking at the price and the structures, the dates, the availability. That kind of happens somewhere differently.
Claire, what about things, maybe some trends that you're looking forward to in 2026 as the holiday year sort of unfurls? Are people travelling further? Is that something that you've seen, or is that something that you'd expect this year?
Yeah, absolutely. We saw it in 2025 and we've already seen an increase of people booking in advance for 2026 for long haul holidays. It's our fastest growing sector in the travel department, and I'd imagine with my colleagues as well. And it's fantastic to see, because you get excited for people when they're booking something like that. You know, when somebody's looking forward to going to somewhere like India, you can really get behind that, you know, and, you know, place like South Africa and going on safaris. The excitement for that is real. And I think people need that now. They need this real buzz that they have something to look forward to, and they're doing that.
Maybe you notice or maybe you don't, but your consumer, your customer who's going on a guided group holiday, how many of those consumers are in it to meet new people, or how many of them are in it to go on the holiday, or is it a fusion of both?
It's a fusion of both. It's people who want to go on holiday and want to have a brilliant experience, but want to also have a bit of crack with other people and have that, you know, group experience to just get to know new friends. And we have plenty of people who go on tours either as a couple or as solos, who then the following year make sure that they're going on another different tour with the people that they met on the last one.
Sure.
And that's a huge, it is a huge part of it, because it makes the experience, you know, having that extra bit of, you know, the Irish and their crack. We love it. And that's what they get.
Yeah. Peter, in terms of the alliance and where your business sits with the airline industry, in terms of, you know, planes going to a particular destination with availability on it. Mm. There's a lot of under the bonnet stuff there that the consumer probably doesn't see around aligning, I suppose, the products for sale with the ability to get people to and from there.
Yes, well, we, as you know, would be the official holiday partner with Aer Lingus. So we would be in constant discussion with them in terms of trying to broaden their picture and understanding of, you know, it's not just the flight, it's in terms of the leisure market, it's where we see the accommodation that it's available to connect to the flight and the resorts, resources as well. And we would meet regularly to discuss what we see in terms of where our consumer is searching for. And then they would.
But is that planning of new routes versus new destinations? Does that happen a year in advance?
Yeah, it does. A lot of research goes into that, and you can see, especially with Aer Lingus, when they're announcing new routes, it won't only be the leisure market that they're looking for. Like they've had considerable expansion into North America, which is based on business and visiting friends.
Yeah, flying to Nashville and all this kind of.
So it would be a combination. The Nashville is one that was very successfully released this year, earlier in April, and that opens up a whole new world. And it's like Claire was saying in terms of new destinations. The Irish consumer will go to new destinations when the flight capacity is there and we have new routes there. And we can see this year with Nashville opening, Cancun opening, with Aer Lingus as well. And you can see the expansion, not only out of Dublin, but you can see it out of Shannon with Ryanair, and out of Cork with Ryanair and Aer Lingus.
Yeah, because so many things kind of hang on that, don't they? So if Aer Lingus are going to a new route, it creates all sorts of opportunities,
it does,
you know, to hang off that.
Yeah, it does. And you can see just in their latest announcements there just before Christmas, they're opening up to destinations, for example, to Santiago de Compostela and Montpellier. So you're not just
And will you then immediately see a surge in interest, Martin, in these areas?
Huge.
Once they're announced as new routes.
Absolutely. Once we see a new, especially on, and Peter mentioned the Camino, once we see on a new route on the Camino, or even a change in flight times on the Camino, we're immediately switching our transfer times. We're going to be meeting every flight that arrives in there. We'll have taxis and coaches available to meet the flights, whether it's into A Coruña or La Coruña, whether it's into Santiago de Compostela, whether it's into Porto, whether the flight is from Dublin or from Cork.
Yeah.
You know, everything we do is based on access. People want to see a place, but they need access. Access drives our customers to our destinations. And Ireland is lucky because we're very well served with a lot of direct flights with really good value, low-cost carriers, you know, both Aer Lingus and Ryanair, and lots of other European carriers. And we're very well served. So we have a range of destinations that are open to our customers. And we're watching the space all the time. When is a new route going to open up? What are we going to do? Can we get the infrastructure in place quickly enough to capitalise on it? Because we need a team on the ground to support what we're doing. And when we have that in place, happy days. The more routes, the better.
Yeah, it's a great industry. It's a bit like, you know, people said about, you know, even radio or TV. You write off these industries at your peril. I consider that the role of the travel agent is probably more important now than it ever was.
I actually think we'll never be dead. That,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I remember the fax was going to put us out of business. The telex was going to put us out. And like computers were definitely the end of us. I mean, our market is now, traditionally, your local travel agent was your local travel agent. Our market is Ireland, all of Ireland. Our market is part of the UK. Our market is part of Europe. We have customers on the Camino coming from the USA and from South Africa. So, I mean, it has opened up opportunities for us.
Of course it has.
25 years ago were mind-blowing. We wouldn't have even considered it. You mentioned at the start, it's holiday time. It's such a dynamic industry, and it's so vibrant. It changes so much all the time. You know, and we hold on to the coattails of these changes, and we just see what's around the next corner.
Well, that's the right attitude. Last word to you, Claire. In terms of your optimism, which we clearly felt from you earlier in the programme, is that likely to be retained now as the year goes on? Do you see you're going to be really busy? Do you see really good growth this year?
Absolutely. I mean, we've seen it year on year for the last few years. There's absolutely no reason why that should change. People, they don't only want a holiday, they need a holiday. I mean, you know, we're Irish, we're on this tiny little island, and, you know, I know the sun's shining right now, but can't expect that to last too long. People are always going to need that. And, you know, whether it is a cheap European break because you just need to get away, or whether it's this fabulous worldwide holiday where you have the absolute time of your life, that's never going to go away. We need that, and, you know, we provide
and the
that.
World has become a smaller place, which I think is really good news for us all, because
absolutely,
people want to get out there and see it.
They do.
And it's easy to do it.
All right, folks, you heard it here. They're optimistic, the travel agents amongst us. Claire Doherty, Product and Ops Director at Travel Department. Peter Cullen, Chief Operating Officer at Click & Go. And Martin Skelly, Director at Navan Travel. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm wishing you a prosperous and buoyant 2026.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you very much.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.